We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah and Daf Yotes Amud Bey. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Nazar Naziris Harbe, someone who made Naziris Harbe, Pashas means a Naziris Meruba, a 7-year Naziris. Vehishlam, it means even it's a long Naziris. Vehishlam is a Nazirah. So he did the whole thing, but the whole time he was in Chutz La'aretz. He was out of Eretz Yisrael. Vachach Bal La'aretz, after he came to Eretz Yisrael. He has to do another Nazir 30 days. He has to do whatever he was makabah himself. Let's say it was a 10-year Naziris. He has to do it 10 years again. Now what's the reason? We'll see in the Gemara that the Chutz La'aretz is considered midrabanan, like a place where every place is like a basic forest. And it's a tumah meis. It's tumas eretz amim, it's called. And therefore, because of a knas that he became tameh through the eretz amim, we told him he has to do the Naziris over. But Shaman says it's enough for 30 days. But still says, whatever you makabal on yourself, you have to redo it when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos points out.
Tosfos point. Mean?
It means a long Naziris, like a 10-year Naziris. So Tosfos points out that you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because you have to bring the Kabbanis. So therefore, you're always going to have to do this redo of Fi Beis Shammai 30 days, and according to Beis Hillel, the entire Naziris, because you have to go to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Kabbanis. The Brisk Rav speaks out because you can't send the Kabbanis because you have to do Tnufa and you have to put your hair, the cut here under the when you cook the Shlomim. Therefore, you have to go yourself down to the Beis Mikdash to bring the carbon. So, in any case, you'll be coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And it's machlokes this, how long you have to do the Naziris over? 30 days or 7 years?
Is this one the
Chumrah
Beis Shammai over
Beis Shammai? This is one of the Chumrah Beis Shammai over Beis Shammai. It could be. It's very possible. It's brought down in India, so it's also brought down in India. It's very possible, one of them, yeah. Ma'isev Hilni Amalka, Shaholach B'na L'machama. There's a story one time, Hilni Amalka, when she was living in Chutz La'aretz, her son went to a general, went out L'machama, Va'amram, Yavai B'nim L'machama V'shalom, if my son comes back, V'shalom, A in Azir Sheva Shalom, I'll be in Azir for 7 years. Uba B'na, and the son came back, V'na L'machama, V'hoi in Azir Sheva Shalom, and she practiced being, and she was in Azir for 7 years. After 7 years, she went up to Eretz Yisrael. Another 7 years. Like we said, Beis Hillel's sheet is that if you have Tumas Eretz Am, you have to do again 7 years. And after those 7 years Eretz Yisrael, she became Tameh. But Nimz as a zero, Esrim va'achas shana. She was in a zero for 21 years. Rabbi Yehuda argues, oh, Rabbi Yehuda, loy hoisa zero labra esrim shana. She only has zero for 14 years. And we'll see in the Gemara what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So that is our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Tani Reisha, Beishami Oimrim, Nazir Shloishim Yoimim, Vesil Nazir Betchila. And Toysrei points out the Reisha here is a little bit Mishuna. Lashon Nazir Mishuna, that is the whole Machlokes in our Mishnah. There's no Reisha and a Sefer. But upon him, it says, Machlokes Beishami and Beis Hillel, if you are Nazir like Betchila, like whatever you was, you have to do over in that Shal, was 30 days. What's the Machlokes? Maybe this is the machlokes. We're going to read with Tosfos' girsa. Holds Eretz Avim Mishum Avira Gazru Aleha, which means that in Chutz La'aretz, not only if you walk over the land you become Aser, even going into the ear alone makes you Tame. I shouldn't say the word Aser, Tame. Makes you Tame. Not only is Eretz Avim, the Gusha is the earth Tame, but the ear is Tame also. So Beis Shammai Savri Eretz Amim Mishum Avir Gazru Aleha. Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Gusha Gazru Aleha. So why is that the Bir Machlekes? Like Tosfos explains, because Beis Shammai says, since in Eretz Amim, even the Avir is Tameh, so everyone realizes it's a Derabbanan Degedin, the Eretz Amim. It's not the Rais Degedin. So they understand it's not regular Tumah. So if you come to Eretz Yisrael and just do a 30-day Naziris, people are not going to say, oh, you become Tameh, you don't have to redo the Naziris. They understand that this is a different type of thing, Eretz Am. It's not a regular Tumah. You see, it's Mishum Avir Gazu. Since they see it's a different Tumah, so therefore they won't get confused with a regular Tameh. They will not get confused. And therefore, the Fi Beis Shammai holds Avir Gazu, it's enough 30 days. Beis Hillel holds Gusha Gazu. So if it's Gusha Gazu, they're going to say, oh, Tameh, you don't redo the whole Naziris. So therefore he said, you have to do the whole thing. You get mixed up. That's the Machlokes. Then that's the Machlokes. The person is not. The Kuliyama Mishum Avir Gazu. Everyone holds the arguing. Everyone holds that the Tumas Eretz Am works Mishum Avir. And really, we understand Beis Shammai. Because there's no reason to make a Knas more than 30 days. Because people understand it's different. But Beis Hillel holds a stole than the Knas. Beis Shammai Savri B'Stam Naziris Kansina. The Knas was a regular Naziris. Stam Naziris. They made a knas like to redo the entire Naziris that you were Makabel, which means a whole 7 year Naziris. In that case, well, any year, as long as it is, that's how long the Naziris is. Hakapadim, that is the B'yam HaKadosh B'Sham Meshilal. The Mishnah said further, Maisa B'Hilni Amalka, the story with Hilni Amalka, that she was Makabel in Eretz Amim, she was Makabel 7 year Naziris, and then afterwards she came to Eretz Yisrael and says she did another 7 years, like Beis Hillel, and then she became Tommy, she did another 7 years. So, Bayalu, what's the law? This clear is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you only have to do 14 years. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Is Rabbi Yehuda talking about Bin Shinat Meis, Valibid Beis Shammai? Or Idim Mishloinat Mas, Valibid Beis Hillel? The Shaila is, the way Tosis explains, that since the case was like this, 7 years she was a Nazir in Chosar. She came to Eretz Yisrael, she did 30 days. But at the end of those 30 days, she became Tomei. And the Tosis is learning that when you do the 30 days, it's like a continuation of those 7 years. So you're still in the middle of those 7 years. You didn't finish it. Until you do the Eretz Yisrael part, you didn't finish the 7 years yet. So now you become Tomei, so you're Oiker the Naziris to Mafreya. And now, they're not Oiker, you have to do a whole nother 7 years. She really became Tomei Meis now. So, therefore, you need 14 years. Pshat Beis Rav Yehuda's 14 years is going to Beis Shammai. And I became Tomei. So, it's 14 years. Or... No, or it's the Shaila like this. Is it Beis Hillel, you anyway do 7 years in Eretz Yisrael. So, that's why it's 14 years. So, you didn't become Tomei. That's very understandable. Yehuda going to Beis Hillel, and you didn't become Tomei. That's why it's 14 years. Or, it's going to Beis Shammai, and you became Tomei. That's the Shaila. What's Shaila Rav Yehuda's 14 years? Is it 14 years because... He holds like Beis Hillel, and therefore it's 14 years. Or he holds like Beis Shammai, and it's 14 years because he became Tomei, yeah? What's wrong? That was for the first Tanakama's version. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. The case was that she didn't become Tomei, and that's only 40 years. Yeah, argument is what happened, what the story was. And or Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beis Shammai. Either way, it's like Matzias. How many years she was in Nazir? So Shammai either holds like Beis Shammai, and so when we even became Tomei, or like Beis Hillel, you didn't become Tomei. Tashma, also Leoretz Veruah Bezdin Shetein Zira Oitshav Hashan Ma'acheres. She went to Eretz Yisrael. She became a Nazir another 7 years, and then says became a Tameis, and says Rehuda Imer Rehud Amar Rabbi Yehuda Lehayis Zira Arba Yisushana. V'Sak Daida B'Shinat Tameis. If the case was that she became Tomei, Vali B'Beis Shammai. Yehachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lehoisa Ziral Yodalat Shonim, it should have said, Yodalat Shonah Vishloishim Yomavayale. Lechaira, if he held like Beis Shammai and became Tomei, she needs 14 years and 30 days. Why? She was 7 years in Babel, and then 30 days in Eretz Yisrael, and then it became Tomei, she needs another 7 years. So it's 14 years and 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda says only 14 years. So it's a Raya, we're going like Beis Hillel, and she did not become Tomei. The only problem with our Gemara is, what do you have to bring the whole race, the whole Tanakama? Just say, Toshima, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Lehoisin, Zira, La'abra, Esri, Shana. And that's sufficient to tell you the answer. That's what both the Toisvis and the Rosh are bothered by. They're both bothered by, what do you have to bring the Resha? So look at the Rosh. Rosh is, Lehoitzarech, Lehavi, Kozois, HaMishnah. You don't have to bring the whole Mishnah. Just bring Rabbi Yehuda's words. It's 40 years. It's not 40 years, 30 days. We just want to show, just like the Tanakama, the case was the end, maybe the first day of 30 days she became Tomei, then it's 14 years, exactly. What's the problem? No, just like the Tanakama became Tomei at the end of the 7 years, he also probably in the 30 days. That's what the Rosh is. Tanakama says, Mahalach, Ayin. So Akapanim, we are passing. We are having Pshan Rav Yehuda. He's going. Mechalikus was if they became Tamei or not. Like Mordechai says, Mechalikus and Metzias. If they became Tamei or not, that's Mechalikus Rav Yehuda and the Tanakama. The next Gemara is with Taisus and Nagaris from the Tanya till the Mishnah. Basically, this Bryce is another Raya that Rav Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel. We'll just read it inside. We're not going to explain it. Tanya Mahachi, Rabbi Yehuda Eim Hashem Rav Eliezer, Dama Kra, Zoyis Tairis HaNazir, HaTaira Omer, Kinitma, V'yayim Elois, Tein Loi Tairis Nazir, and it's a whole stick of Taira, but Taisvis is not Gerisid, so we will not be Gerisid. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Mi Yishay Yushtein Ki Te Eidim, Mi Yidai Yisay. There are two sets of Eidim. Two sets, means four Eidim altogether. Eilu Mi Yidim, two Eidim are saying, Shenazir Shtayim. two Edim are saying that Reuven made two Nazirisim. The Elum Edim, the other set of Edim, is saying Shnozah Chamesh, that he was a couple of five Nazirisim. He holds that the Edis, they're steered to each other, and therefore you have no Edis. You have no Edis, there's no Zeris whatsoever. They're both agreeing that two for sure. So, yes, each one's saying at least two, therefore he has to keep two Naziris. So, what happened? What's the case? What's the Neider saying? What's he saying? If he's quiet, what's the case? That Tais says. Tais says three mahalachim. Tais says one mahalach is that the Neider is being makish each one, saying, I don't believe you, it's not true. And if Adam's saying that it is true, he's saying it never become a zero. So if Adam's saying, yeah, that's one Tarek's Tysis. Another Tarek's Tysis is that he says he doesn't know, and I'm just going to know whatever they say, I forgot, I have amnesia, whatever Adam says, I'm going to do. That's the second shot. And the third shot is that his shtika doesn't work over here because they're both austere to each other, that's why it's quiet. Like upon him, the case is that here, he has no daya, he's not saying anything, and therefore we are trusting the Edom. Now, like this is, halacha and Edus, do we say, nechle edusim or not? Zok, that's the Mishnah. So our Mishnah is arguing we have four Edom, two and two. Zok the Gemara, mastisim dloikai tana. Our Mishnah, not like the following Tana, who explains our Mishnah in a certain way. The Tana linton of Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel b'noi shemriachim abreiko imeh, Loi nechlu beshame beisil ashnei kite edim achas emeres shtayim v'achas emeres chomish shiyesh b'chal chomish shtayim. Rabbi Shmuel says that if you have two edim on each side, there is no machlokes, and of course there's an edus shleima that's saying there's chayiv two. Because look at this: one edim saying it's two naziris, other one saying five. So everyone agrees that the two naziris is chayiv. So therefore, there's no shail about it. They in chayiv two. Because you have two Eidim, you have two. And there's no machlaikas there, Quinter Mishmal. What is the machlaikas? Ama nechku, akat achas. Altogether, akat achas. Altogether, two Eidim. Echor ha'imeh, one Eid is saying shtayim. Ve'echor ha'imeh chomish. One saying two, one saying five. Shebeshami erim nechle edusam. Ubisil erim, yesh b'chal chomish shtayim. Beshami saying nechle edusam, what's pshat? Because since you have no kosher Eid, because one of those Eidim are lying, if one of those Eidim are lying, so here, you have no Edim saying even Chayav 2, because one says 2, one says 5, one of them is a liar, so you don't have a full set of Edim. Mashenka wins 2 against 2, even if one set's lying, the other set is saying the truth, so the other set is saying 2, at least Chayav 2, but here, you don't have a full Edis. Ubeisil argues, Silomi holds that you look at the Edis separately. Look at Lagabi 2 Naziris, they're both agreeing, there's no lie there. The whole lie is on all three, so therefore you have an Edis. That's how some Rishayim learn. Other Rishayim learn a little different. They say that the reason why we're not sure one's a liar is because something can make a mistake in minyan. Can make a mistake in an exact minyan. But the most Rishayim learn in the Pshat is that since they're both agreeing, look at every Naziris separately. So as two Naziris, they're both agreeing. So they're both agreeing on that. So therefore, you have an Edis on that. That's Pshat HaMesil. Omar Rav says, Hakol Moidim B'moyne. Toysa says, go and quote Rabbi Shmuel's Pshat, that Nech Kuehidus, that there's one on one, one saying two, one saying five. So Rav says, everyone agrees by moine that it's nechko eidus. Now what does that mean? What does it mean by moine nechko eidus? Omale Rav Chama l'Rav Chista. My Chama, what is Rav saying? Ilema, what does moine mean? Ilema, it means like this. Echad oimer, chomesh or shtayim. One saying it's five and not two. Ve'echad oimer, shtayim or chomesh. Look, one saying two and not five. So hakam achashe adadi. That's pashit. That the steer to each other, and that you don't need Rav even to tell us, because Pashat Nechlu Edusam, because there they're each saying something that you are lying. They're saying both klar. I'm saying two and not five. You're saying five and not two. That you can't say they agree on anything. They don't agree on anything. They're both arguing with each other clearly. Ella must be that Rav is saying in a case like this. Echad Omer Achas Shtayim. One said he's chayiv one Naziris, two Naziris. Va'achad Omer 3, 4, 5. Someone says, Chayiv 3, 4, 5. So, Frank Demar, if that's the case, why Taka is a Nechle Edusam? Because, what's the sad that was saying Nechle Edusam? Because the guy saying 3, 4, 5 is saying 3, 4, 5, not 1, 2, because he didn't speak out 1 and 2. Frank Demar, what do you mean? Halamali, why should he have to speak out 1, 2? Hashti Yashlam Chamirta, now he's saying 3, 4, 5, so 1, 2 he has to say? Yeah.
In the first place, they didn't say 3, 4, 5.
I know, Echanabi, but two they agree on. Two they agree on. Trying to say that even Gabbai 2 is a stira. So, because if you say 3, 4, 5, it's like saying, and not 1, 2. So it's not true. Hasulamali, Ritais Gersa. Hashtag Mechamir to Omar, killed to like Koshokain. If he said 3, 4, 5, that he's Mechayim himself, the third in his ears, the fourth, of course, 1 and 2 Yechayim. Zakti Gemara, you're right. Amir Rava, the attacker argue. Ain Hakashav Maina. There is no Hakashav Maina, and it is a good Eidus. So, bottom line is that if one says 2, even 1, 2, and one says 3, 4, 5, the halacha is that it's not Nechle Dusam, and it's considered a good Eidus on the Nazirus, because the Maestad are agreeing to 2, and therefore he'll be Chayiv 2 Nazirusin. Rav argued, Rav said, if you say 1, 2, and one says 3, 4, 5, it's like saying not 1, 2, but we shrugged that up, and we said that and it's not considered a separate Eidus, and there's definitely two Eidus on being a Nazir. Hadun Allah, Perek Misha Omar, Belina there.